This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. And we send peace and blessings upon our Habib, our beloved Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is care for family. Subhanallah, this is something so important, especially in these destructive times that we're living in, racing towards that which is not giving us content and happiness, failing to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed sakina, happiness, contentment, satisfaction in our family. The need is to have our attention and pay keen focus on our families. This is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us this dua. Subhanallah, He taught us this dua from Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25, ayah number 74. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. O our Lord, grant us from our wives and our offspring coolness to our eyes, and make us the leaders of the pious. This is something so important, my brothers and sisters. Let me ask this question to myself and to all of you. When was the last time that you raised your hands and asked for the happiness and joy that should be achieved from your family? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, talking about the relationship between husband and wife, He says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, among His signs, among the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He created you from your own mates, and He has placed mawadda, which is love, and rahmah, which is mercy. So love and mercy are the foundation for our happiness. Most importantly, my brothers and sisters, our care for family must not be limited to this world. It must go beyond. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourself and your family from the punishment of the hellfire. My brothers and sisters, our focus on our family must be such that we need to look at their tawheed. How do they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We must take care of their salah. We must take care and have attention on their Quran, on their other ibadat, on their character. In a time we get so busy that we get to have this gap between us and our family. The need is to understand that our true happiness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within the homes. So don't search happiness in the malls, in the markets. Don't search happiness in the offices, in the corporates. Search and you will find it right in your home, within your family. This is the reason His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, he said something beautiful. He said that take care of your family and find happiness in your family, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us this blessing of family. This is the reason, my brothers and sisters, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so keen on focusing on his family, for building up their dunya wal akhirah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand the wisdom, the need, to focus on our family. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to grant protection to this beautiful country, the UAE. from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.